Hallelujah. Alone at last.
But for how long, I wonder?
Long enough. Enough time for some Womano a Womano?
No. We are not calling it that.
Why not?
Well, it makes us sound like we're...
We're what?
You know, together, doing things.
Things?
Things.
But we are doing things, Megan. Or at least we will be.
Not those things. At least I hope not.
Okay. What things aren't we doing then, just so I know what's not on the cards?
Sex, Olivia. Sex.
Oh. That.
Yep.
I forget that's a thing.
Yes, you do.
Why would you think...
Hey, that wasn't me. It was Andrew. He's the one who said it. And now it's all I can think about.
Steady on.
Oh no, I don't mean...
I know. Look, if you're Andrew and you have a perverted mind, then okay, yes, Womano a Womano might be one step away from that. But for the rest of us...
It's just two women talking about their problems.
Avoiding their problems.
With alcohol.
I'll drink to that.
That is the worst dancing I've ever seen in my life.
Hey! Well, come on then, fight me. Grace this dance floor with your, no doubt, graceful grace.
Ha! You wish. Nah, I'll only get you jealous.
Of what?
Of my moves, silly.
Yeah, I've heard all about your drunken moves. Especially with women.
You should see them when I'm hungover.
I'd rather see you dancing.
Whoa!
Come on! You need to beat my score. Winner pours the next drink.
I don't remember scoring you.
Fine, I'll score myself. 42.
All right then. Challenge accepted. Knave S.
Go ahead. But remember, 43 or better.
Oi, I can't dance if you're taking up my space.
Hey!
Hey!
Whoa, no. I can't judge your dancing if I'm in it.
Oh, can't you? Afraid you'll get swept up in the moment.
Exactly. I couldn't possibly give an accurate score.
Ah, yes, because 42 out of 10 is so unbiased.
This is easier music to dance to as well. It's slower.
It's nice though.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I meant the dancing.
So did I.
No!
Let's party! No. What kind of moron puts that on their playlist?
It's your playlist, Olivia.
Exactly. Moron. Oh, yeah.
Is that the...
Uh-huh.
The Italian national anthem?
Uh-huh.
Why do you have the Italian national anthem on your playlist?
Says the girl who recognised it in the first 10 seconds.
Oh, touche.
I'll tell you why, because it is a tune. That is why. Let's dance.
Mind the table. No. No, I'm gonna.
Would you look at that? Glass still intact.
Well, it is for now, you clumsy idiot, you.
What?
What?
You're staring at me.
Oh, yeah. So I am. Sorry. It's just... I've never seen you horizontal before.
Well, that wasn't weird.
Apart from those times I watched you sleep.
Okay.
Joking. No, it just gives you a different perspective on someone, doesn't it? Looking at someone from a different perspective. You just sort of...
Keep digging that hole, Megan. Just keep on digging.
How did I do?
With what?
The dancing dummy.
Oh, let me think. I give it 41 out of 10. You lose.
So you get to pour the drinks?
No, you... Wait, is that what I said?
Winner pours the next drink. Go on.
You okay?
I'm fine. Just drunk, you know?
I'm about to go all horizontal and all if you want to watch.
Tempting.
What's wrong?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? What doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Come on, you can tell me.
No, I can't. It wouldn't help.
Whatever it is, you can talk to me. I can't force you to, but I'm here for you. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I just wish I could be somewhere else right now.
Okay. You're not alone, though. I'm here.
Okay.
Unless I'm a figment of your imagination. You see? There we are. Let's see if we can't get you to bed, eh?
Okay.
Look at you, all horizontaled. Alright, I'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, yeah?
Not a chance.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Good night.
Love you. Olivia, you up? Did you break the table? There's glass everywhere. Huh. Funny glass.
Megan? We didn't break the table, did we? Megan? Oh man, this is gonna be one hell of a bill. Not here either. You're worrying me now. Come on, come on.
Hello? My phone.
You may not speak with your kind. Not yet.
What do you mean?
Your time will come.
What? Where is this place? Liv, what's happening?
You are elsewhere. You're in our realm now.
Your realm?
One day you will understand. You will all understand for a short while.
And why do you look like that?
We have chosen this form from your subconscious. You already know the reason why.
Well, I know what I'm afraid the answer will be.
In this realm, all your fears are true. It was her voice. I know it was. Then it got cut off.
Okay, okay. I believe you, and you haven't seen her since last night.
I helped her up to bed, then I said goodnight and went to sleep myself.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out. I'll let you know. You coming in today?
No, sorry. I don't feel like it. Still got a hangover as well, so there's that.
Okay, fair. Guess it'll be me on my lonesome. Well, I'll see you when I see you, yeah?
Yeah. Music, music. Nope. Ugh, I need a nap. Have you seen her?
Are you sure you don't want to come in?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have a nap for an hour or three.
No.
Yeah.
You should come in.
Why? Have you seen her? Is she okay?
You should come in.
Andrew, what's wrong?
You should come in.
I should go in.
Right now.
Right now. Single to the university, please. Thank you.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's you. Before you weren't coming in.
Well, you were very persuasive.
Me? Nah, I wouldn't care. I know how stubborn you are. And yeah, rough night, rough morning, I'd stay in bed.
But you... You said...
You okay, Liv?
Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry, I'm just...
Is that... glass?
Like before.
You sure you didn't break the table?
No, this wasn't here earlier.
Well, things don't just appear from nowhere. Unless you're one of those magicians who can, like, pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Then where did it come from?
Oh, clever. Very clever. She will be useful.
I don't understand. You were Olivia, and now you're Andrew.
You, not so much, but the connection is pure.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You ask too many questions. The answers to which do not concern you. Your survival is necessary. We tolerate your existence, but we request you exist in silence.
Why did you bring me here then?
You were chosen. The connection is pure.
That phrase again. I still don't know what you mean.
Your connection is pure, and she will surely come. You got psychology, yeah?
Yep. Freud and a hangover, my favourite combo.
Ooh, you think he'll sound more or less crazy?
He couldn't sound more if he tried. I'll just be less tolerant of it. Well, I'd better be going soon.
Oh, not yet, surely. You're in real danger of being on time if you leave now.
Andrew...
Okay, you're occasionally on time.
When you're not in my class.
Oh, well, frankly, that's just offensive.
Why do you stare?
Sorry, I just... Can you not look like her?
Why not?
Surely you know why. You're the one who plucked her from my subconscious, or whatever you said.
It was chosen. The connection is pure. See, your eyes dilate. Your mind races, yet your tongue stays still. Why?
I don't expect you to understand. You're... whatever you are.
We do not hesitate to act on our impulses. To be desired is surely a fact to be enjoyed, regardless of their intent.
You say it like it's so easy. You're just a glass figure on a beach.
Does our appearance scare you?
Well, I guess. A little.
It scares us, too. We were different once. Would you like to see?
I'd love to know.
Follow me.
Wait, how am I going to breathe?
You will be protected.
No, hang on. I'm not sure about this.
You no longer have a choice. Gaze upon our city, and feel its gaze upon you. What is wrong with this guy? Honestly, he could have done with some therapy. Got some serious projection going on with that Oedipus complex. More glass? This stuff is worse than glitter. What did happen last night? I swear we missed the table. I'd have it all over my back, surely. No. It can't be. Megan, is that you?
Hello, Olivia. I've missed you.
Megan, it really is you. I was so worried. I've looked everywhere. Where are you now?
I am safe.
Okay. Good. But where?
Somewhere far, far away. We will have a link now, thanks to you. We will be there soon.
Megan, what are you saying?
Your Megan is safe. Your connection is pure. And while she still lives, we will ride the waves of your sea, and we will pollute your realm with our waste and our filth as you did to ours. We will not rest until your world is filled with shattered glass, and you will be the catalyst. Hello, Olivia.
No, Megan. No, what have you done to her?
She is safe. The connection is pure.
Pure? What does... Watch out! You turned her into glass.
It is our power. To sow the seeds we were once gifted.
Can you change her back?
Why should I?
Why shouldn't you?
She is the enemy.
She's just a bystander. I'm just a bystander.
Enemy bystanders.
We're not your enemies. I have no quarrel with you. I don't even know who you are or what you are.
I used to think similarly, but now I see the truth. And soon, so shall you.
You don't have to kill her. She's not fighting in your war. She's not a soldier. Neither am I. Are you a soldier?
Yes. We are all soldiers now.
Come on, come on!
There will be no response.
Why? What have you done?
Again, the same question. Your concern is touching.
Well, you claim she's safe, but offer no proof. How can I believe you? Tell me she's safe!
She is safe. And so, so sound. I can assure you of that.
Well, that's far from reassuring.
That was not the intent. She is improved now. She has seen the error of her ways.
What are you saying?
She's become one of us. I am her.
You're Megan?
Correct. And you yearn for her as she did for you. An unconfessed love brewing for so long.
Shut up. Just shut up.
She yearned for nothing more than to escape with you. It mattered not where you went.
I'm not listening. I know what you're trying to do.
Oh, but you are listening. You hear my voice and the one you love within it. And there is one thing certain in your mind. You cannot hurt this body you crave so much.
You think you understand humans. The way we work, the way we think.
We understand you. We understand all of you. Your limitless appetites, appeasing whim after fleeting whim with no care of the expense. And your love. So many rules and so little time. And yet you squander your chances. Make yourself miserable because you don't want to have what you could get just by asking. You're so afraid to be selfish. Yet impurity bleeds from the rest of your lives.
You see, no, I think you misunderstand. I'm not afraid to be selfish. I'm afraid to hurt her. Hurt you. But you know what? She's already hurt, isn't she? You've just found a way to dull the pain. But you underestimate our powers of optimism. Oh, is that a crack? Interesting.
But the connection... is pure.
And what the hell does that mean? Who's to say what the right way to fall in love is? But fine. Okay, I admit it. I love her. I want her. Yes, fine. Maybe that's selfish. but it's human. We are selfish, and there is nothing wrong with that. But you don't want me to be selfish, do you? You want my connection pure and untarnished, unconfessed. Because you can use that, am I right? Well, come on then. How hard can it be? Megan, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what they did to you and the part I had in it. Because it seems that's what killed you. I'm sorry I never told you I loved you. Because I do. Megan?
Olivia.
Oh God, you're alive.
Yeah, it seems I am.
I thought you were...
Yeah. I heard.
You were inside there?
Yeah.
That can't have been fun.
Liv?
Yeah?
I think it's probably about time I told you something.
Yeah, I think it probably is. Come on.
Oh, where are we going?
To get some help. There's a war coming and we need to stop it. Are you lovers? Fill my heart, fill my mind.